Hey there, guys. Welcome back to Test Talks. And today, on episode 3 of Self-Love Bootcamp, I'm here with a very special guest.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nella. I'm one of Tess's friends.
We've been friends since freshman year of college. And Nella is one of the realest people that I know. You know, one of those give no hex type people. And so I figured, you know, it would be fun to, you know, pick her brain a little bit. And we'll have a little conversation about self-love.
Can't wait.
Great. So let's jump right in. So my first question for you is, when you hear the word self-love, or when you think about it, what comes to your mind?
Even though it shouldn't, I think of physique. And I know that that's not what self-love is, but in my brain, I do. Like, at first, I see a person, and they like the way they look, and in my head, there is a way that I would like to look, in which I envision, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, once I get there, I'll have all of the self-love. I feel like I'm working on it, and I have bits and pieces of it, but I still don't like what I always see in the mirror. So there's bits of, you know, doubt and kind of casting shame on yourself. So there's still some stuff to figure out, but I think also self-love is like mental health and taking care of yourself and finding a hobby, which is something that I want to do. And recently I've taken up video games, actually. But I want to do something aside of that. Like, my roommate right now, she actually just decorated a mason jar and made it beach themed with sand and everything, and like the little shells on it, and that's our savings jar. So we like recycle bottles, and like that's her hobby, and she's all creative, and I'm here like, well, I watch Netflix sometimes. So I feel like self-love is being okay with yourself in every aspect, body, mind, and I guess, quote, loneliness, per se. Like, being okay with you in a room with just stuff. What will you do? Will you, you know, go to social media right away and, like, seek that interaction of others? Or can you be okay with doing stuff with just you? And I feel like that's also a part that we all kind of have to work on. So yeah, that's self-love, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, thank you. When, so like, I heard a lot of, as you were talking, like, I heard a lot of points that I feel like you, at least within your definition of self-love, there are a lot of areas where you're highly critical of yourself and of situations, or the way that you're responding to things, or the way that, you know, you compare to other people, or what you're supposed to be doing, or what you should be okay with. And do you feel like having such a rigid definition sometimes may get in the way of practicing self-love?
I can definitely see that. I am a judgmental person. I'm gonna be real. I am.
Yeah,
I'm a hater.
You're a hater.
I'm a hater.
The first time I told you were a hater, you didn't believe me. You were shocked. You're like, know. What?
But I realize I am a hater. And I have a lot of love to give, but I also am I am rigid in what I believe should be ideal. I guess, like, I have very, I guess one would call it naive, I guess, ideologies sometimes, and you gotta just let people be sometimes, including myself. And I do agree, maybe that rigidness kind of makes it harder, because I strive perfection in every aspect, like, not even just, like, myself, like, I am a big activist, and I am very outspoken, and in my mind, there's just one way that I think society should go, and any other way, I don't believe will be right, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel like kind of every aspect has to be perfect, and, you know, the career that I chose, that's kind of perfection, you know? Being a doctor, you can't mess up. If you can mess up too many times, like, it's over, you get your license revoked.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely see how that has influenced my decisions and the way that I see myself and others sometimes as well.
So a few responses to some of those things. The first is, I had to swallow there's a hard pill to swallow, which was that my ethics and morals, like, as much as I would love the world to run on my timing, it's not gonna work. Yeah. Do you ever, like, I started to feel like it was like me against the world at one point, because it's like I was always fighting something, whether it was people on Twitter, people on Facebook, people in real life, you know, just trying to be a black woman in America, you know, just trying to get through day to day. I felt like I was always fighting. Like, do you ever feel worn down by trying to make the world like you?
That's a bad question. I definitely do sometimes feel worn down, and sometimes you see videos or, you know, events that you see on social media or things that happen locally or whatever, and you just feel so fed up, like, why do you even try? There's no point. Like, you can't change people, and it's always going to be how it is, and that's been the status quo for 1500 years, so how can I change it now, you know? And then other times I'm just like, well, what's the point of living, and what's the point of humanity, and what's the point of societies if you're not fighting to make it better? Then you're just existing. And I feel like we as humans, since I'm agnostic, I don't think that we have a certain purpose, that we don't come into this world with a certain purpose, but life is what you make it, and what you do to better society or others' lives is really the only important thing that you will ever leave here. So at the same time, I feel like that's kind of my belief. Like, I'm not spiritual, but I have a belief in a cause, per se, of doing better. And even though sometimes it is overwhelming, I'm sure that people with religions sometimes feel overwhelmed too, and sometimes question it, but at the end of the day, they believe in what they believe in, and I believe in what I believe in. So it's rough sometimes, and sometimes it is like, damn, why am I arguing on Facebook again? And then my friends are like, you're typing mighty hard, like, you're arguing, aren't you? I'm like, maybe, like, you know, just slightly. I think I have been doing better sometimes.
On occasion.
Facebook tests me a lot, but I've been doing better. Yeah.
It's also because of where you're from, but that's another day.
That's true.
It's another conversation.
So
my question for you is, do you ever feel, so like kind of to tie this back into self-love, do you ever feel as though your level of content or satisfaction with yourself and the subsequent ability to love yourself is ever connected with the things that you're doing, you know, to serve your purpose in the world or to fight for the things that you enjoy?
Thinking of it now, I could see how I haven't really focused on self-love because I do feel a part of something bigger, per se. So it's like, you know, yeah, I have enough self-love. Like, I don't want to, I don't know, harm myself because of what I look like, or, you know, I'm not in a state of depression because of me. So that can hold off, and I need to focus on school. And for me, school is my career and what I want to do, which ties into my beliefs and, like, you know, this bigger picture. Or it's my family, or it's my friends, or it might be my sorority or whatever. So it's like, I do see how sometimes focusing on the bigger picture, you lose the details. And that's kind of what I'm working on now. Like, after this year, you know, I'm doing a lot of traveling, and I'm gonna refocus, and I'm moving, you know, to a whole new state, and I wanna work on me and focus on me, and then afterwards I'll focus on everything else. So I'm taking steps there, but it's a hard thing to jump into self-love, because it's a lot of reflection. And I'm, even though I am a very I don't know, cold person, I am a mush in the inside. So, like, I do cry a lot, but, like, at the same time, I don't want to cry, you know? So it's like, I'm content with where I'm at, but I know that I could be better and love myself better. And one day, I won't have to cry about me. It'll be like, oh, I am happy with me, and I am, you know, mentally okay, and the way that I see myself in the mirror, I feel happy about, and I'm not nitpicking at, you know, my face or my body. I'm just, I'm me, and then I feel like then I'll be okay, you know?
So it kind of sounds to me like you're viewing, like, self-love or wellness as, like, a destination somewhere in the future. Like, oh, when I get past these things, or when I do this, when I check these things off my list, then I can love myself. Then I can focus on it. And I just want to know, why not now? And then also, if you think that you won't be able to love yourself while doing those things, why are you doing them? Because, like, as much as all of these causes are really important and valuable and definitely need people to fight for them, you can fight for them while being okay, while being stable, while being happy, while loving yourself, while feeling positively about your body, no matter what it looks like. You can do all of that while saving the world. Why limit yourself to having to choose one or the other?
Yeah, that's true. It's just, it's hard to not see the bad things about you. You know, and it helps, it does help when other people notice it. You know, no matter what we say about, you know, self-love is about you, I think it also needs positive reinforcements. And sometimes that comes from external sources. You know, like, hey, I've been doing pretty well, and like I told you, I've been losing weight. It's been slow, but I've been doing it. I've been going to the gym more. I've been being more active. Like, all of last semester, I don't think I took 2,000 steps a day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going out and I'll have me and my roommate. Oh, let's just go to the park. Let's just walk around. Let's mm-hmm. just take a jog. Let's just go to the gym. Let's do this. Let's, you know, plan mm-hmm. to do hiking when it's warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good to go. Sometimes you don't want to go, you know, you get lazy, mm-hmm. but it does feel good when I'm there, and it used to not feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's work in progress, but it's still so hard to just not look at you and be like, damn, you still have all of this way to, like, what you envision you should look like. And even though I shouldn't have that thought, like, I shouldn't have to look a certain way, I know that I used to look a certain way and I let myself go. And then I feel like seeing what I look like now is a reflection of all the things that I didn't do in college. And it was take care of myself. So it's like...
Not to interrupt you,
yeah.
but I think it's the number one thing that a lot of people don't realize and that I had to come to terms with is... The body that you had, that we had when we were 18, we're freaking 22. Like, I'm 22, you're 21. Like, we're yeah. old. You're not gonna have that same body anymore. Women, especially, we had a brick wall at 21, and yeah. everything changes. And I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural and it's normal. And I think that. You know, like, I've said this before on self-love boot camp, but, like, you gotta be gentle with yourself and yeah. forgiving, because, like, there's enough people hating, like, you know, because you're a hater, too. You know. People be hating. People waiting, like, looking for opportunities to say something about somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, why do you need to start that war in your head? It's already mm-hmm. existed on the outside. And it's yeah. like, the same way, yes, you know everything about yourself. You see it all. Every moment that you have awake in this day, you witness it. So you know everything about yourself. You see it. The flaws and all. But at the same time, you know your thoughts. You know what you're dealing with in your head, how you're doing emotionally, what you do in a day. You know the good deeds that you do that nobody else sees. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you know just as much positive as you do negative. So, like, every single time that you're like, ugh, I'm so this, this, and that, think, but I'm also this. Mm-hmm. It's like, ugh, I'm so fat. But I'm also just so kind and beautiful on the inside. So it don't matter. yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And when it comes to, like, physical state, like... There are people who are able to just keep weight off easy.
Yeah.
Because that's how their body was built to operate.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who are not able to keep weight off easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how their body was built to operate. We in that second group.
Yep. Yes, we are.
So it's like, you know, when you accept that, come to terms with that, and begin to love yourself through that, like, great. Working out, you know, eating better. Trying to lose weight, trying to get healthier, trying to feel good, trying to have a body that feels good, making sure that you feel good and that you're able to get through your day well, that you're not sick all the time. That is what's important. What you see on the scale, what you see in the mirror, yeah, it's great, and you gotta love that too. But above everything else, like, how do you feel? Like, yeah. what is gonna get you through the rest of your life? Like, what are going to be healthy, sustainable habits?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, like, you could be on some diet where you drop all the weight in the world, you look amazing, but it's not sustainable. Yeah. You end up malnourished, yeah. you know? You end up having other problems. Or you could go for a body that feels good, where you're eating well, where you're not necessarily eating unhealthy or doing things that are detrimental to your body. You're staying active to, you know, maintain things and allowing your body to find whatever equilibrium it needs to find.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people in general, you maintain the same weight unless you're in deficit or unless you're, you know, doing a lot of extra to compensate.
Mm-hmm.
Because our bodies are meant to maintain. And when your body finds its sweet spot, it'll stay there. Because you could lose 15 pounds and then it'll all come right back. And you could gain 20 pounds and as soon as you stop eating fast food, it all drops off.
Yeah.
So I also think, like, you know, lighten up, like, you're doing great, you know?
Yeah.
Give yourself some credit.
I do have to. Sometimes we forget to, mm-hmm. you know, give ourselves a credit and see the positives.
Because
it's easier to just focus on the negatives.
But that's okay, because you're only human.
Yeah.
And it happens, you make mistakes. And you know what? You'll probably make the same mistake more than once. That's okay.
Eventually, I'll learn.
Eventually, you know, and step by step.
Yeah.
You know? As long as you're committed to doing a little better the next time,
mm-hmm.
you'll get there. Hey, well, thank you for making a little appearance today. I really hope everybody listening enjoyed. Do you have any closing remarks?
Even if you sometimes don't like the way you see yourself, just remember, you're a boss ass bitch. And that is it.
Yes, you are.
And you're alive, and you can do it. And what you see now is not what you will see in the future, if that's what you want to do. So keep it up. I will keep it up. We'll all keep it up.
Yes, we will.
We'll go to the gym, not just for the body, but also for the health.
Mm-hmm. Health as well.
Yep.
Great. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll talk to you soon on the next episode of Test Talks. Bye-bye now.
See you.